At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales and my cricket coach. And I'm learning there's not just the rules on the pitch, but there's the talking about the pitch before and after big matches. A five-day test can take 6 weeks. And Ashes is a five-day test in which both teams maneuver for advantage over these five sets, these five tests. I learned this when Jeremy taught me about the Ashes of, I think, a year and a half ago. I get confused. In Australia, in the Australian summer, which was the Northern Hemisphere's winter, now the Ashes is moving to England. The English team, to recount, has been trash-talking these last weeks the Australia team, saying that they're not capable of playing up to the level of baseball, saying that they're going to change the size of the pitch of the stadium to favor baseball. The Australian team has answered, but oddly, Jeremy, this remark by the Australian team that it's not going to prepare for Ashes, is that confidence? Is that playing psychology on the English team? How do you read this?
I think it's both, John. In fact, this was very surprising. And the fact that it came out this week when there's been a lot of discussion about is the Australian team ready? It's almost like throwing in the face of the British and all the critics saying just, oh, look, we're way too good. We don't need to even practice. We don't even need to train or prepare. We're just going to go out there and win. But honestly, John, I think it's a lot more psychology than just pure confidence, because the fact is that although the Australian team isn't going to train together for the Ashes, they're not going to get out there and do their normal run of basically practice matches there in England. They're not going to acclimatise like they have in previous years. If you have a look at the schedule of the individual players that will be playing on the Australian side for the Ashes, most of them will be playing T20 games. They'll be playing a lot of national games here and a lot of local level games leading up to the Ashes. And if you have an even closer look at the types of games that they'll all be involved in leading up to the Ashes, most of them are hard, fast, and very offensive, especially like T20, where you only have 20 overs, so 20 times six balls to really make your mark and win the game. They're playing games that will give them a real good run in to playing a baseball style of Ashes. So I guess you can say, John, this is almost a very strategic move on the Australian part. Instead of playing those long-winded, say, five-day series leading up to the Ashes, which replicate the Ashes almost like a dress rehearsal, what they're doing is the individual players seem to be playing games that actually look like baseball tactics, so the very quick T20. So this is almost a masterstroke, and I'm guessing the British teams are probably recognising what's happening here, but the fact is it's really a different Ashes right now. This is not the normal lead-up to any Ashes, because you have the British side who are first complaining that the other Ashes didn't count because they didn't get to socialise, and then they've got a side that's really disjointed. They've got fast bowlers and medium bowlers, and they've got some hitters that are really good at hitting up far up front but have no endurance, and they have a side that looks like that should win an Ashes side, and then you have an Australian side that's really got a good mix but not practicing together, not coming together early enough to really look like an Ashes side. It looks like both sides aren't preparing for Ashes properly, but the reality is, John, in this era of baseball, I think this is what cricket's going to be like. So, honestly, this is going to be a fantastic Ashes series, and it won't be anything like we've ever seen before.
Let me understand. What we're going to see then is a five-day test over many weeks. A lot of socialising in between in England. A lot of talk, a lot of trash-talking. But once they get on the pitch, they're going to play baseball for a long period of time. In other words, they're going to try to wear each other out each of the meetings.
In fact, I think that is the exact tactic that they're going to use. And the thing will be telling as to whether or not they can maintain it, because the endurance is the biggest factor. Because when you're playing over 5 days straight and then you're playing, you know, series after series, which is what Ashes basically is, and you go on for a number of weeks, and you're also moving around in between too. So you've got a lot of travel around England to sort of contend with. This is going to be very hard on the players, but it seems to be that in secret, both sides, I think, are preparing for it, which is, this is another part of the psychology, John. And this is one thing we haven't seen before. We don't get as much access as fans, as spectators, to seeing what the practice and the lead up of the Ashes series looks like, insofar as we're not seeing those training camps, we're not getting the footage, we're not getting the ability to go and actually watch our players train for the Ashes, because they're all split up, they're all playing in their own leagues at the moment, and we really don't have an understanding as spectators in what they're actually doing. But what we do understand is that they seem to be changing their tactics and preparation, which tells us that this baseball and this new era of cricket, which is less strategic and much more forceful and fast, has definitely made it a different beast. So I think it's going to be a wonderful season. It's going to be a wonderful series.
Jeremy, I've not thought to ask this before. Is there a limit to how many players can be on a team? Do you have substitutes? Do you have, for example, in baseball, I think it's 26 players maximum divided between pitching and hitting. Do you have the similar numbers in an Ashes contest?
We do. We have they call it the top 20 players, and they're the players that will be playing in the Ashes, but you can have substitutes. So basically, for example, if unfortunately the entire Ashes series or Ashes team comes down with an illness, so you lose all 20 players at once, rather than concede the series, there is some rulings that allow for substitutes to be put in to replace the players that would otherwise be playing. But there is a limit. You have to have basically the starting lineup like in baseball, and you have to stick to it. So you can't suddenly keep throwing players in. But the thing is that the nomination for the Ashes players is really left up to the last moment. So as we've seen with the Australian side, there is still about half the team that hasn't been decided or nominated or signed on the dotted line. So this is a big part of the psychology too. The English, the Brits are doing it too. They've got Ben Stokes, one of their biggest players that played in the last series and in some ways was blamed for the loss of the last series. He may be in this next season, he may not be, but they don't have to sign on the dotted line until the last moment. So there is a lot of psychological warfare, John, a lot going on right now.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, my cricket coach, looking for the big match coming July of 2023 between England and Australia. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.